All right, turn to Hebrews chapter 11, if you would. Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, I'm going to do something different this morning. Typically don't have a whiteboard up here for a message. I don't even know, it's hardly a message this morning, but I want to teach you something that I think is valuable, something that I've been going through. It's going to be difficult for everyone to see this. Hopefully that's not too bad. All right, Hebrews chapter 11, and you know that Hebrews chapter 11, of course, is a chapter of faith, right? A great, great chapter of faith. We have a lot to learn about faith. I don't know about you, but do you feel like you have a whole handle on faith, understand faith completely? I don't. I'm learning more, but faith is a, there's a couple topics in the Bible. Well, there's probably more than that. There's probably a lot of things in the Bible we really don't understand. Trying to grasp prayer. Prayer is a unique topic that I don't know that we fully comprehend. Faith is one of those, it's another topic, word, a practice of life that is not easy. Understanding faith and the practice of it. This morning I want this to be very practical concerning faith. Now there's a lot of different things that we could talk about with faith. We might say faith is purely related to, you know, our salvation and our faith in God or our faith in Jesus Christ, you know, our faith, our belief system, our hope that way. And you look at faith that way. You could look at it in a very practical way. I'm living by faith. And really, it's not very far away. It's really the same thing. But practically, sometimes we understand salvation, at least as a group of Christians, as believers, we understand that faith is placing our dependence completely on the finished work of Jesus Christ and which he did on the cross. I think that you understand that. I hope that you do. And by the way, if you're here this morning and you do not understand faith that way, that we are needy people, we're sinners, we're lost. The scriptures teach us that in our lostness, in our sin, we are destined to hell. And that's our doing, not God's, because we willingly rejected Jesus Christ for our hope of eternal salvation. But the fact of the matter is that God in his love to us loved us, and I don't understand this. But God in his love to us, even though we are caught in the act of sin, can you imagine we're caught in the act of sin? You know, that's what is said in Romans chapter 5. You know, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while you were yet sinners, caught in the act, Christ died for us. There's no doubt of God's love that he would do that. That while we rejected him in our sin, that he would go to the cross and he would willingly give his life over so that you and I could have eternal life. He would do all of the work. I don't understand. The world does not understand. Religion does not understand. They feel that we have to do all kinds of work to get to heaven when Jesus Christ did it all. He went to the cross and he hung on that cross bearing every one of our sins. He paid it all, the song says, all to him I owe. The fact of the matter is, you know, we owe him, but the fact of the matter is we're also free. I don't understand that either, right? We owe him, but yet we're free. It's not an owing, so to speak, to get. It's just it's a thank you. It's a thank you. That kind of an owe. We owe him our thanks. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done for me on the cross. And so God did that for us. Jesus did that for us so that we could have eternal life. The Bible says then to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And that word believe, very simply put, is placing your dependence upon the finished work of Jesus Christ. Turning, repenting from my way and turning to his way. And his way is Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but through me, Jesus said, Jesus Christ. So God has done that, and that's our faith. But you know, our faith is more than just that. Our faith is day by day, isn't it? We live and walk by faith, or at least we're supposed to. Let me ask you a question in regard to that. Not your faith, not your saving faith, not your faith in trusting Jesus Christ to save you, but in your faith, in your daily lives, you know, or maybe I could put the word trust. Your trust in God, not necessarily for eternal life, but your trust in God for the things that you go through. Do you understand it? Do you understand faith completely? Again, I'm still trying to work through it. I'm still trying to understand faith. My responsibility, his responsibility. What do I do? What does he do? Am I barging in on his faith when I pursue? Does faith look like just backing up and sitting down, resting? Remember last week, I should quiz you on the words, the six words that we went through last. You remember Psalm 37, right? All right, let's go ahead and do it. Okay, who remembers? Now all of a sudden you're like having to crank your brain. I hope that you've been going through this week these words. Who remembers the first word? What was the first word? Trust. Trust. By the way, this morning we're going to deal with the first two words, okay? Trust. What does trust mean? Trust means we've got to put our focus on the one who can, right? Yeah, trust. What's the second word? Obey. And of course, Psalm 37 says to do good works, right? Do good works. But we trust him and obey. What's the third? Delight. Delight, yep, when we've got to delight, we got to treasure. We got to treasure the things of the Lord. Delight, what's the fourth? Commit. To roll over, right? Roll it off of your shoulders and onto the Lord. That's a wonderful word, delight. Just commit. Roll it off. Give it over to him. Your shoulders were never meant to carry the load. Okay, what about the fifth word? Rest in him. Rest. Keep silent. Listen, let him do his work. And then six. What was it? Wait patiently for him. And some of us have a hard time waiting, and that waiting, though, is in confidence and strength and enduring strength that he is going to do his work, right? Okay, those are the six words that we looked at. We're going to focus on the first two this morning in a different passage and in a different way. And we're going to use the word faith this morning as our springboard, faith. Here's my question to you today is, what are you struggling in area of faith in your life? Now, I'm not talking about your saving faith. Now, there might be a person here this morning that you are struggling in your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And my friend, I want to tell you that God's got answers for you, and he wants to be your savior. He wants to free you from that wavering, and he can give you hope of eternal life, and we need to trust in him. But that's not what I'm asking you this morning. I'm asking you as believers, as Christians, what are the areas in life that you struggle in the area of faith? And I'll tell you, it takes a lot of openness and honesty to admit that. A lot of times we don't want to admit that we have any problems with faith. Let me lead and go before and set the pace. I do. I'll be very, very clear and even more open with you. There are two big, probably three big things where I wrestle in faith most. Third on the list, not because it's least important. Third on the list is just because it's how I deal with it personally. I've got to trust God for the upbringing of my children and that they will walk in truth. I pray for them daily that not one of them would be lost. I'm not talking about even, they have all trust in Jesus Christ. But my faith that they will continue on, like Timothy says in 2 Timothy, or Paul says in 2 Timothy 2, that they would continue on in the faith, that they would continue the things that I've taught them, that they would not only that they would learn that, but they would teach others also. That's another message for another time. I almost preached that this morning. But that's a faith issue in my life, that I would trust God that they would continue on to the things of the Lord. Okay, you understand that it's very rare when pastors' children all follow the Lord. It is. Satan loves to get that. The second thing, and again, this is not importance of this is not in order of importance. This is, I'm just giving you three things. But the second thing that I would mention, faith for our home situation. And you know our home situation, where we're gonna, where what God's gonna do, and we've tried. It seems like we've tried everything. It doesn't seem like there's any answers out there. I'm struggling right now with having faith with that. I told you, I'm being honest with you. The reason I'm preaching this message is for me this morning. If you want to, if you can be helped, praise God. Okay. So that's a second area that I'm really, right now I'm having a hard time with faith, with that, trusting God. And then the third area is Melissa's health, which we've seen great things, right? We're grateful that God's done a lot of good things. But I'm really not being picky here. There's a long way to go. There's a long way to go, and there's still struggles, and there's still issues, you know. And for those of you who think that, you know, just because she's here, everything's great, we still got a long way to go. But we're very grateful. These are three areas that, on a daily basis, I've got to commit to the Lord, and I struggle with them. In a sense, I just gave you three prayer requests to pray for me about, okay? I'd appreciate that. Now, I'm being open and honest with you. These are three areas that I have got to trust God for. And I'm not saying that I don't have more. They're just three that are kind of on the top of my list. Okay? So now my question to you is, what do you struggle with your faith in? Okay? Now, I was willing to share with you, and I'm not saying that everybody needs to share. Honestly, I just want to hear a few just to kind of get the ball rolling on the kinds of things that we as Christians face. This morning is so practical. This is helpful. And again, I'm preaching to myself, and I hope it will just be a blessing to you as well. I gave you mine. What are the things that you struggle in your faith, not necessarily saving faith, but living faith, your faith on a daily basis? Any brave souls that are willing to share with that? Yes, sir. So a health situation with a wife, okay, we can relate a little bit with that. Many of you can. In fact, who doesn't have, we all have health situations. But certainly there are known things, you know, we pray weekly, you know, and for those things as a church. So, okay, so Jim struggles with faith and trust in the Lord that way. What else, Logan?
I have to make decisions for my future right now, and I have to just trust the Lord that He's
for me today. Sure. And when you're at that juncture in life, those are big things. You know, some of us that are older and past that, we're like, oh, God will take care of you. Don't worry about it. But we got to remember, when we're at that juncture in life, it's a big deal for us, okay? And so, and by the way, all these are prayer requests, okay? So that's something that he's going through. What else? Somebody else. What is a faith issue for you in life? Would you be willing to be open? Yeah. Yep, that's right. So Josh and Brittany, you know, Steve's son, Josh, and they're in Iowa right now.
Yeah.
Iowa. We pray for them on our men's prayer time. We pray for them weekly. You know, we're constantly praying for them. And for Steve, that is a faith thing, you know, like, God, you know, why not yet? What's going on? We got to trust the Lord for that. But that's something that's an area that he's struggling in, his area of faith. Good. What else? Yes, ma'am.
Finances, I'm always, I have to have faith that God has enough, that I have enough to meet all my bills every month, and anything else will just suddenly come up financially, that I'm on my own and don't have eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So Valerie lost her husband, and that issue that comes on her now, being the one that's got to, you know, take care of those things, and that has been a load that's come upon her on how to take care of it. And you know what? Finances are, for a lot of us, a faith issue, aren't they? Like, we got to trust God for in this. And it's like, wow, that's tough. That's good. Appreciate the openness and honesty. Anybody else? Some things that you struggle in the area of faith. Yes, Ron. Yeah, work. It's a big part of life, you know, because you go back to Adam and Eve there in the curse, you know, we've got to do that. We've got to go out there and make ends meet. We got to have that place. And it's because we do it so much, you know. I mean, it's many, many days a week. You do the math, and you almost feel like you live more in that job than you do at other things. So is job a big thing? Absolutely. And the responsibilities and the pressures and the decisions and all of that. And certainly for Ron, that has been for quite a while a faith issue, you know. And I'm not talking negatively about Ron. That's a tough thing in his life that he's got to work with. So we've got a lot of things, and this is a good. I think that's a good sense of. There's all kinds. We've got financial. We've got work. We've got family things. We've got health things. A lot of things. So that's a good showing of all of our issues. And I know that if I were to go around, we could all have just a variety of things that we all struggle with faith. And so, you know, asking you, what do you have faith for? What do you need faith for right now? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. And we're very familiar with this verse. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, the faith chapter, the hall of faith. Here we go. He starts off with a definition. I don't know if it's a complete definition, but it is certainly good to get us going. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I have been living a life trying to figure out that verse. That verse is not easy. That verse is not easy to understand. It's hard to pick apart. It's hard, even more so, even if I can get into the words and what they mean, it's still hard for me to make it very practical. What does it mean that faith is the substance of things hoped for? What does that mean? That faith is the substance of things hoped for. What does it mean that faith is the evidence of things not seen? And once I understand what those two phrases are saying, how is that practical in my life? And that's what I want to do this morning, is try to help you with this. And as I'm trying to divide it up and learn myself. All right, faith. There's some key words here that we're going to look at. Now, faith, and so I'm not going to define faith for you because that's kind of what the verse is doing. And so that's what we want to do. So what is faith? Well, first of all, it is the substance of things hoped for. The substance of things hoped for. Now, I want to encourage you. I almost thought about having people pass out pieces of paper to you so you have drawing material, okay? Now, I'm not talking about artwork this morning. There's certainly not going to be any artwork up here, okay, as you can see, okay? I have a very limited ability, Judson, to... I'm sure you could have done a better job, right? No, he says no. And you're graduating. What? Didn't you take art? Well, yeah, but... There's no artwork going on up here, but and shouldn't be on your papers, but really, I want you to be able to, for me, illustrating it helped me to think through this. And so that's what we're going to do with just a little illustration. You've probably seen some of the sales pitches where a guy gets on the screen and, you know, does all this stuff, and, you know, a business, they do such a great job, and then they move on to other stuff. It's like, how do they draw so good? You're not going to see that this morning. That's, in fact, I did that beforehand because I know when I get up and start writing, it will look like a mess. But I want to illustrate a little bit of what faith is. Okay, so the first word is the substance. What does it mean, the substance? Now, many of you now, with modern technology, we have apps on our phones that you can, you know, go into a Bible program and you can click on a word and you can see it. And by the way, any of you want to do that with any of these words this morning, you can when I ask. I want your involvement. Now, one of the things difficult when we look at, in this case, a Greek word, is there's, have you ever noticed there's a lot of different, you know, there might be 1, 2, and 3, and under 1 there's A, B, C, D, E, and then under B there's A, B, C, D. So there's a lot of things. And by the way, how do we figure out which one of those we use? Because can some of those words be quite a bit different? They can. And what's the rule of thumb that we use? We've got to look at what? We've got to look at our context, okay, to see where that is, because sometimes it doesn't make sense. But if we look at context, we can understand. So I want us to look at a few of these things. You don't necessarily need to, you know, open up your phones and do that, but you can if you want to. I might ask for help. But first of all, we're looking at faith being the substance. Now, if you look at the word substance, it might say something like foundation or ground level, something, the base point. But we're going to look at the word substance here. How I want to help you in context to define it is simply this. And so you might want to write this down. The word substance here, so faith is the substance. What actually exists? What actually exists? What's there? Well, that makes sense a little bit, right? If I say that, you know, there's a substance. We're saying it's something that is contained. It's what's there, right? I mean, it's there. You might look at a bucket and see what substance is in there. You're going to say what is in there, what it contains. And so when we look at the word substance, it's what actually exists. It's what's there. Now again, there's a lot of definitions for that, but I think that in context, this is going to be the best fitting one. This is, you know, so faith is the substance or what actually exists. Now we'll come back to this word substance here in a moment. The substance of what? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's the next thing that we want to look at. So faith is what actually exists in the realm of things that are hoped for. Now when you look at the word hoped, if you opened up your app and you're in there looking, what do you find? Well, you might find the word trust, or you might find the word, you'll find something concerning salvation. I think Strong's will say in a religious sense, your, and if somebody's there, you can read it. It would be the substance that is there that you are hoping for salvation. Okay? And in our case, what is our, you know, the things hoped for concerning salvation? Of course, back, you know, in the day, they were, you know, in the Old Testament, they were looking for who? A Messiah. Now, I didn't even know that they understood the Messiah that he would be, but they wanted a hope that would come. And he did come, didn't he? And we praise the Lord for the hope that came. This the things hoped for, if I could say, waiting for salvation. Now we understand that the word salvation is not just talking about our eternal salvation and security. The word salvation has to do with just being delivered, right? Our deliverance. You know, some of the things that you just mentioned about your faith are things that you know, delivery from some financial struggles, right, Valerie? Deliverance. You know, like you're looking for that salvation, right? And it might come and go, you know, like that bill got paid and we would feel for, okay, there was deliverance from that. Salvation, in a sense, in a non-eternal definition, okay? We're not talking about that saving part. We're talking about deliverance from in our lives from the struggles of life. And that's where we're at with faith today. The things that you struggle with, you know, a health situation. You're looking for that deliverance, that test result, that feeling good today, that relief from the pain. Deliverance, and we're trying to have faith in that, okay? So when we look at this hope, we're looking at deliverance on the life level. We're looking for deliverance from that thing that struggles us, that thing that we need faith in, that physical need, that financial need, that spiritual need, that social need, And all the things, the needs, that emotional need that we go through, those things that you are that you're battling in faith about. Faith is the substance. Faith is what actually exists of things that are pertaining to our waiting for salvation. Question. And I'm going to say who and what is the answer for our salvation. Again, I'm not talking about so much for eternal life. Hint, the answer is the same. Who first, and then what are we looking for hope? Now, faith is the substance. Faith is what actually exists pertaining to the things that we're waiting for concerning deliverance. So again, who and what are we waiting for? Who or what do we need? Number one, under this, we need the person of God. The person of God is the who. Who is salvation, and very specifically, who is Jesus Christ, right? Jesus Christ is the answer for faith. It's the substance of who he is, who God is, who Jesus Christ is, who the Holy Spirit is. It's the substance of his person, who he is. Look down at verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe what? That he is. Now, we talked about this last week, and we're getting deeper into it. Okay? We must believe in who he is. That is key to your daily faith. You're seeing what is actually there concerning who he is. The substance of God. Now, we cannot put God in a box or a bucket, but the scriptures teach us who God is. And we look in the scriptures to understand who God is so that we can see the substance of God. One of the best ways to see the substance of God is to look in at the person of God, Jesus Christ. No man has seen the Father at any time, but who did the Father give to us to have a picture of who he is? Jesus. So when I want to see the Father, I go to Jesus. I go and I look and I read in the Gospels about who he was and what he did. And I get a clear picture. And that is the substance of the hope of salvation. It's the person of God. It's the person of Jesus Christ. It's who he is. But second of all, it's not who, but also what. And right along with the person of Christ is what? The word and what he says. Again, the same answer is the person of God, Jesus Christ, in his word. And so two ways that we have the substance of things hoped for. The substance of deliverance is in the person and character of God, Jesus Christ, and it is in the substance and what his word says. Does that make sense? Who he is and what he says. That, our faith, is the substance of things hoped for. All right? Now let me just take a moment to illustrate this. Okay, so we have this individual, he's going through, like you, in the financial areas, in the physical areas and health issues, in the emotional struggles, in the relational situations that you're in with your family or coworkers or people. You're going through all of that. Here you are, okay? And here we have the substance, okay? The substance. Okay, here's the substance. If I could just put it in a kind of a triangle there, there's the substance. And the substance is who and what? The character of who God is, right? Which is is best shown to us through the person of Jesus Christ, and then even taken further in what? In the Word of God. Okay, the more sure word. Do you realize, folks, how good we have it with a past testimony of Jesus Christ, the picture of who he was, and the Word of God in combination together? Honestly, we have it far better than any one of those heroes in Hebrews chapter 11. And in fact, when you look at the last verse, it tells us you've got it far better than any one of those guys or ladies. You've got it far better because you have, we have the completed scriptures, and we have the finished person of Jesus Christ on the cross. A lot of these people that were mentioned, who were they? They were Old Testament people. They were looking what direction? Ahead. Our hope is looking back. So we have it far better. Okay, so it's faith is the substance. It's the substance of our deliverance. God, Jesus Christ, who he is, and secondly, what he says. His commands, his promises, his statements. And of course, what we know about his character comes from the Word, right? So you can't divorce these two at all. They're together. And so, what time is it? Is it really 12? Oh, man. That was like a nightmare. Okay. God help me. The substance, really quick, rather than me draw it all out, really quick, what is the substance, what is the character of God that is comprised and the Word of God that we could have in life that helps us to know that he's a deliverer? What are some things in life? Now, what I really wanted to do, I just can't believe the time. What I wanted to do was go to Mark chapter 4 when the disciples and Jesus were on the Sea of Galilee. And you remember, they get out there on the sea and they start to go and everything's fine. And then what comes up? A storm. A storm comes up. And is this just a little storm? This is a big storm. In fact, it's big enough for what? Fear of more than sinking, death. Right? Master, carest thou not that we perish? Is this a little storm? No, it's not. It's a big storm. And they're out there, and all of a sudden it's dark, it's windy, and it's everything. I mean, the waves and it's a mess. And they're fearful for their lives, right? To make it easier, what are the things that I could, and again, what could we look at with substance of who God is and what he says that would help those guys with their faith? Because it is said not too long into that passage in Mark chapter 4 that it says, Jesus said what to them? Where's your faith? You have no faith. So is this passage helpful for us? Yeah, it is. What could have those disciples, and the disciples are early in Jesus' ministry in this story. But Jesus had done some miracles already. He had done some things. In fact, he had not only healed people, but he had claimed to be God already because he healed sin. He sinned, you know, he even said before this instance, you know, that your sin is being made whole. Now, he didn't come right out to the disciples and says, I am God. I don't know if he had said that yet, but he had demonstrated that he was God. So the disciples have some things here that he had already said, but let's even make it practical. Let's put us, knowing what we know now, How can we help out those disciples? What are the things that we know about God's character and what his word has said? And again, we don't have time to list a lot of them, but just start saying some things. What do we know about God's character if we are in this situation to help out these disciples that help us and that give us salvation, hope? What do we know? We know that God is life, right?
Light.
Life and light. Okay? We know that he's life. Does that help the disciples? Yeah, it does, right? It's like, wait a second, I'm life for you. Well, you're sitting in the back of the boat, you're sleeping in the back of the boat, but I'm life. And light. Is that helpful? Probably very dark in the storm. Would it be helpful to know that he's light? Yeah, it would. What else, Logan?
Blessed is anyone that struggles, persecuted
for the Lord. Okay, so going through things, you know, for the sake of the Lord. Okay, what else? He's with us, okay? They could, you know, we can help those guys saying, listen, God's promised to be with you. What else?
Trustworthy.
He's been very trustworthy, and we've learned that, right? He's the truth. He's the truth. I mean, could this be helpful things for these guys? Yeah, what else? He's never too late. That's right, he's never too late. I mean, these disciples are thinking, you've already gone past your time. You know, Jesus.
His love
for them. He cares for them. You were going to say that? All powerful. He's always faithful. Okay, and we could keep going. Okay, the things that we mentioned, this is the substance. This is what consists of our salvation. Right? Faith, we're putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Faith is the substance of who he is and what he said, the promises of God. We need the substance. This is a two-part thing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the substance of who he is and what he has said. And so, you know, in this story in Mark chapter 4, we've got that. So, you know, we've got their perspective, we've got our perspective, but faith is there. And by the way, we can have the same thing. In whatever you're going through in life, the substance of things hoped for is the same. It's the same God, and it's the same word. I think we have better. We have got more because we have the completed word. I say we are more advantageous than even the disciples. But even this great hall of faith, we are much further along because they were looking ahead at just a promise. We have already seen it fulfilled, right? In the person of Jesus Christ. He's already fulfilled. The Savior has already come and demonstrated victory over everything on the cross and the grave. So to have faith, we've got to understand the substance of things hoped for. And that is who God is and what he has said. And friends, I want to tell you something. When you're going through your issues of finances and work and health and all the things that you have, listen, faith consists of it's the substance of the things hoped for, and that is the truth of what really is true. We know the truth. That Jesus is. He saves, he delivers, he helps, he keeps, he leads, he guides. And honestly, if I'd have gave more time, we could have built up an amazing foundation, right? We could have put together a wonderful testimony of who our hope is in. But that's not all he says, okay? Faith is a substance of things hoped for. Also, he is the evidence, or hope is the evidence of things not seen. Now, the word evidence, this is the seen, the things that you can see. If you look in Strong's, you're going to see the proof, the test, the conviction, whatever it takes for you to know it's true. For us in life, what do we need a lot of times? We need to see, right? We need to feel it. We need to smell it. We need to taste it or whatever. For us, we operate a lot on our senses. Okay? But what he says here is, he says faith is the substance of things hoped for, but it's the evidence or the proof, or what I could say, what we hope will exist. Now, do we already know what exists? But, you know, the evidence of things not seen, that has a lot to do. I could draw this the way I wanted to, but when I try to draw the evidence of things, I don't really know what to do, because I don't really know what it all is going to look like. We do not have the ability to look at what our lives... We don't know what salvation for us looks like when I'm talking about living deliverance. I know what eternal salvation looks like, whatever God says about heaven and our eternal destination. I can draw that for you. But I cannot draw your salvation or your deliverance, Valerie, financially. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know if God's going to give you $1 million to finish out life, or I don't know if God's going to cancel some bills out for you. I don't know if it's going to be he's just going to somehow keep filling the oil pot and it just never runs dry. Does God have different methods for providing for us? We can all look for the check in the mailbox, but it might never come. But God always is going to provide. See, we go back to who He is, right? Is God the provider? Yes. But how, I cannot tell you, and we don't know. The evidence of things not seen is very different because we can't see it. Go back to the Sea of Galilee with those. Did those disciples know what their deliverance was going to look like? They couldn't see, very practically, they couldn't see land, probably. The shore. Looking at the Sea of Galilee there, they probably couldn't see it. Just the sight of the land probably would have been great help. Okay, there's shore. There's where we're going. Again, the light. They would have loved to have seen some light. They would have loved for the wind to calm down, but see, it was a big, we don't know what it's going to look like. And that's when we come to the word evidence, though, the evidence, the what we hope will exist. Things that are seen. By the way, the things that are seen in our lives, these are the things that line up with the substance. You say, what do you mean? They line up with the substance. God is not telling us to be people of faith, to hope for things and have evidence of things not seen that He's not necessarily given to us. You know, I cannot tell you that God's going to give me some amazing vehicle that I can't tell you that. I don't know that God wants to give me that. He could. I don't know that my house is going to look a certain way. I don't know that my bills being paid will be a certain way. And I don't know how the job is going to work out. I don't know those details. But the things that I'm hoping for in faith are the things that resemble what this looks like. The character of God and the things that God would want. And there's evidence of those things in my life. There's that hope. There's those things in my life that I've got evidence of. For us, it's the, let's make it practical. For them, for these guys, it was the shore, the light, winds stopping, the waves calming. For us, it's the when, how, what, who, right? And how can any of us answer those? Can we? Do we know when, who, where, what, why? But see, faith is resting on this And when we rest on this, we don't know what it's going to look like, but we're dead certain that it will happen. That's the evidence. That's the conviction. It's not based upon these things. It's based upon this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the things that really are, that really exist, about who he is and what he says. And it's the evidence, it's the proof, it's the I know it concerning the who, what, when, where, and why, not specifically on who, what, when, where, and why, but that he will do it. That this, the substance, is going to come through, and there will be salvation. There will be deliverance. There will be peace. There will be rest. The disciples on the boat, would that come? Would Jesus give them rest? What's the answer? He would. Did they know how he was going to do it? Did they know he was going to wake up and say, what's going on? Why are you so fearful? Master, carest thou not that we perish? And with a couple words, and I don't know if he raised his hand or what he did, but he said what? He said, peace, be still. And what happened? Now, it's recorded that they say, whoa. Did they know that Jesus was going to do that? And how he was going to do it? It doesn't matter how he's going to do it. And we don't need to know how he's going to do it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, who he is and what he said, which gives us a conviction of the things that we can't see. That's faith. That is faith. That's what we need. We don't know the who's, and we don't know when's, and the what's, and the why's. We don't know them, and I don't think we can't see that. But faith is trusting in the what actually exists about the one that has deliverance and has hope. And it's a faith and trust, grounded, convicted, firm foundation, lying in that very thing, in what I cannot answer the who, what, when, where, and why. I can't do it. But I am trusting in, and that's faith. And folks, for us to please God, we must get to that. We must go through the storm of finance. We must go through the storm of work. We must go through the storm of physical. We must go through the storm of social and situation. We must go through those things so that we can get to the point to where we're at faith. Faith never begins until you cannot see the shore. Until you're in the dark, when there are no answers and you cannot define any of this, and then the Master shows up. And he is in the center of the light. It's impossible to please him. And we read that in verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Why is it that we try to get out of our situation so quickly when that's where God wants us to be? He wants to bring us to faith. Faith has everything to do with deliverance. But it's resting in this and leaving this to him. Leaving it to him. That's faith. That's faith. Okay, now, it's 12:17. I went 17 minutes over. That was the introduction. Three points. We need to know God's word. We need to know who he is, and we need to know God. Number two, we need to trust him and his word. Number three, we need to obey him. Whatever he tells us, we need to do. That's what these people in Hebrews chapter 11 did. Every one of them was given God's word, given God's person, given God's word, and they acted and obeyed upon it. And they're considered heroes of faith. None of these people knew any of these things. But they all had this. And you and I have more of this than they do. With the completed work of the Bible. And the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he says there, look at the last verse in Hebrews chapter 11. He says, actually verse 39, second to last verse, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. And you say, what? They didn't get the promise? Folks, again, they were looking, well, basically what he's saying is they didn't even have the end result yet. And they still lived by that faith that was going to come. And he makes the conclusion in the last verse. He says, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without should not be made perfect. Folks, I'm just going to say, we've got so much. Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Really helped me. I needed this. I needed to go through this. And I'm still going to go through it. And I hope that it will be a blessing to you just to kind of get a picture of what faith is about. Father, I don't know if I muddied the water, if I made things clear. I don't know, but I know that you've helped me. Lord, I pray that we would live by faith. I find all the time that all I do is I try so hard to answer what, when, where, why, who, how. And I feel sometimes that I put my faith in those things, and that's not where it's supposed to be. My faith is in you. My faith is in what you've promised to me. And as I focus on you, as I focus on those things, that you are going to, you bring in deliverance. God, I pray that we would trust you. I pray that we would obey you and what you tell us to do, knowing that you're going to bring about deliverance because you are the deliverer. God, help us in Jesus' name, amen.